Alan Weller in England wrote a question to our discussion list, so we might as well mention it here. The question is, if you are teaching about right mindfulness to a group of 10-year-olds for 20 minutes, what will you talk about?
Does anyone understand what sati is and what is right one and what is there now? So it's impossible just to talk about the high knowledge, understanding before knowing what is now as not self, as reality, the absolute truth. That's why people just jump to sammasati, right awareness, instantly. It's like something that they would like to have. But it's impossible not understanding what is what. So what they get is not the right one. That's why Buddha talked a lot about lobha, dosa, and moha before understanding higher and better.
And in the beginning, one has to explain what is real in life and what is an idea and begin to understand what is Dharma, because if one doesn't understand anything about what is seen is that which is visible, not the glass of ginger tea, then impossible to know anything about
samasati.
Samasati at all. So it has to come back to the beginning.
No matter how long, 1 hour or 10 minutes,
yes.
No understanding of anything, just have the wrong idea about it. It has to be like this, just talk about it.
And one doesn't have to use any terms like Dharma or Sati or anything when talking to children, especially in a Western country, but they have to begin to understand for themselves what life is now, what is real, what can be experienced now.
They don't realize that they have wrong understanding from birth about whatever appears the whole life. So they have no idea what samasati is as long as the understanding of ignorance right now. To realize that it's right or wrong, to take whatever just appears as something permanent. As soon as there's no seeing, it's gone, that which is seen. And before that, just even while there is seeing, it's gone. Before there can be the knowledge of what is there, tree or flowers or house. Mm-hmm. Let them know how much they don't know and what they don't know. That is wrong from 100 years ago, I think, in Thailand or wherever, because they just hear the word, no understanding enough. Mm-hmm. Just take the word and try to do it. Or want it, because it cannot be the object of clinging to that which just no more, just appear and then disappear. And if there is not such basic understanding, even right now, that cannot lead to the to be bored in whatever appears as just no more.
What, can we use a different word instead of bored, because it gives the wrong impression? Cannot lead to letting go, yes, or being detached from,
yeah.
Because bored sounds too much like dosa, so letting go is better, yes.
Letting go has to be with panya,
yes.
But before there can be the understanding of the state of letting go, there must be understanding in.
Yes,
because
yes.
No matter in the very pleasant place of surrounding, the panya can let go. But before that, it takes quite a long time to reach.
Maybe we could say before letting go, there needs to be more dispassionate or more detachment from what is appearing, or more. But just the word bored with this gives the wrong impression each time.
Because you see, even the Thai word has many degrees.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have to point out.
We can say begin to let go.
Begin to let go,
I think, yes.
And do they know what let go what?
So
again.
That's why everything has to be explained
because
from the beginning.
As soon as the Thai heard about the word dukkha, they thought that there must be the idea of life is a dukkha.
Right.
See, they try to force the feeling.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But actually, it's not like that.
No.
It has to be with panya.
Yes.
Each word of the Buddha has to go with panya. And not ordinary panya. The panya which can see ignorance as so ignorance.
And they have to begin to understand that dukkha doesn't mean just see everything as sort of bad or miserable, because even laughing now or smiling each moment of having fun, actually it's dukkha, but still having fun, and otherwise it's unnatural.
Dukkha
if one tries
of samsara,
to
it
want,
has to be that. The dukkha of samsara, non-stop.
Whatever arises.
Keep on going. Even when sees that it's useless, but not enough understanding to dig up all the roots and the conditions for being. It takes many words and quite a long time to let one understand what reality is now, because for them they take it for something permanent. Like being here.
And the point of right mindfulness is that arises with right understanding.
Even right understanding at level
of
intellectual needs
something.
So it's useless in the beginning with children to start talking about right mindfulness.
You've got to know what can be the object of
mindfulness
and understanding.
That's why it's so very difficult, so hard to believe for those who never heard before.
Right.
How miraculous, how amazing reality does not appear as it is from eons and eons ago.
The question might just as well be, how can I teach Dhamma to a group of 10-year-olds? Well,
to know what Dhamma is.
Yeah.
Just that.
It's the same question, really.
Because the point is thinking about the others, not about now and here, how much understanding.
And I think children are very curious, so one can ask them also what they consider life to be at this moment and how they understand it and how it's experienced.
So I think that in beginning there should be something for them to think about, like is this hard or is this a table?
And when you close your eyes, what is touched now? It has to be here and now. And this is with Nana, this is how we started to teach her and any children.
And one has to understand the foundation, the basic. For those who haven't heard before, before all, there should be something for them to think about, to be their own understanding.
Not this just is telling important. Them what is what is right.
Like touch. Yeah. Is this glass or what is it? In reality, at the moment of just touching, not looking at it.
Last time when we were in Vietnam, I don't know if you remember the boy.
He's Nam or something?
Nam. And he came with his younger brother this time, travelled all the way on their own to join us in Hoi An. The first time he came, I had some discussion and asked him some very simple, basic points, and he listened and he learned. And now he's about 16, still coming on his own and bringing his younger brother. And he's learned English so he can listen to us. And he listened to all the discussions very carefully, very attentively, didn't he? And his younger brother has completely different accumulations, just wants to swim and have fun, and everyone is different. So it depends on the interest, whether anyone would like to hear more or not.
And 10 years after this, we don't know.
No.
Accumulation from now to then, and what is there which hasn't conditioned to show up.
But the important point is to get the right foundation. So it's something to really consider deeply about what life is.
By such question, they can understand what is real and what is not.
Yes.
What is the absolute reality that he or she cannot do anything at all. To understand anotherness without talking about the term or anything. Or if they are ready, we can use the Pali term for each little by little.
But no need to even mention sati at all.
Even the adult who knows that while listening to the word sati, no understanding at all.
No.
Who knows? Or some might get it.
And sometimes it's like we just go with our own agenda to talk about right mindfulness or the path or the noble truth or something, instead of just listening and considering what is actually helpful for the child or the beginner themselves at this moment.
Do you see the bird, the happy bird? This is our idea, see?
Yes.
Do you see?
Yes. Two of them.
Two?
One.
Oh, I see. And the idea is a bird, happy bird.
Instantly.
It's like anyone who does not understand dukkha of each moment.
And this is very natural. We can talk about realities, we can talk about happy birds and puppies. Life goes on. It doesn't mean that we have to each time say, oh really, there are no birds, or how about samasati? Life goes on very naturally, very easily. And this is letting go the burden of I should do, or I should be aware, or setting this rule, or making it something unnatural.
And only understanding can let go. When it's a bird, he doesn't let anything go.
But even when we're discussing Dharma, because before I hadn't noticed these happy birds, now you've mentioned it, and so even when we're discussing Dharma, one can be following the anupyanchana, the details, and the looking at what's going on.
See, the function of citta, it experiences the object clearly. That's why there is the word vinyana and sanya and panya, and with ya starting.
Knowing.
In different ways.
Like when you asked about sanya and citta vipalasa, you can say sanya and vinyana vipalasa. It's knowing in different ways. In a different perverted way, so like the vijnana is the leader in experiencing the object, but the sanya is marking and remembering what is there, and the panya understands.
And we see the difference between the bird's eye and the human eyes and the eagle eyes. See. Quite different. We think that it's clear enough to know the difference, but the other moment of the other being can experience better.
Different eye senses.
Just once in lifetime and in samsara, never to return at all. When there is other idea, the idea of birth is gone.
That's just an idea. So when we talk about vijnana, knowing the object is actually the visible object and sound and so forth. And then there's a lot of thinking with the concept. And I guess then citta knows the concept too, doesn't
and
it?
And then before it can be panya, which experiences it.
Any nanana?
Any nana?
When thinking about the birds, no nana, but then I remind you, and then instantly there's the idea of nana.
And from one day, nana will be completely forgotten. But not now. And that can be the viparinama dukkha, the object of like this change,
change
from one thing to another thing,
from one moment to another, from one life to another, so
from one object to another all the time.
Speaking of the Dharma education for the children, it's quite common in Taiwan. They have a Dhammapada stories they talk to the children. Is that appropriate?
Yes, because it just talk about something for them to think about what's right and what's wrong and what is better and what is worse. To learn to be truthful.
I think they're quite fortunate to hear the Dhammapada verse and the little story behind it. And talking about Nana and clinging, Vincent was saying that when other friends were here and Nana was here, people were talking about different stories about people getting angry with those they're close to, like their partners or their children. So we can just see it's all the clinging and expectation which leads to problems and those difficulties.
Instead of being clung to the object, what about that is lobha.
Lobha, yes.
It arises as it's conditioned.
It's when it's attachment and expectations and bringing dosa and what else were you saying?
All day.
All day. Following objects of attachment.
Yeah. We try to know this, only this and only that, but actually.
Yeah, all day.
And you see that if we think about the unhappiness, we just, when something happened, like we haven't thought about this at all, but we don't think about this moment that it is also enough. Just the seeing, the hearing, the thinking.
The ordinary things. So, just as anatara is the ordinary things.
It takes uncountable time to really understand anything as sabba prinya.
As what?
Sabba.
Sabba, knowing all.
Before they can condition the moment of deeper letting go.
What is the connection between, because often you mention about sabba parinya, and what's this, the connection between this parinya and the parinya we were talking about yesterday in between vipassana and jnana?
Okay, there is the patthana, but not pativeda. And it's the beginning to understand the difference between moment of satipatthana, which is unexpected, and everything as anatta. Better, but not clear yet.
That's sabba parinya.
Not yet.
No.
Until vipassana jnana arises.
Yes.
And then sabba parinya begins. Why? Because such experienced only can condition the moment of being understanding whatever appears in. Naturally,
yes,
and it's known that as long as it's not enough as sabba yet,
yes,
there cannot be the letting go of life, of samsara at all.
So what is the difference between sabba parinya and jnata parinya, for example?
Jnata parinya is the three levels of vipassana jnanas, not just one vipassana jnana. What are the what vipassana moments are jnata prinya, and what level of vipassana is tirna prinya, and what level is pahana prinya.
Yes.
Because the first jnana cannot be pahana prinya.
No.
Cannot be tirna prinya.
No. And sabba parinya, does it refer to all of them?
In daily life,
in
not
daily
just
life.
That moment. Yes.
So
the moment of vipassana is not like anything else. And from experience that, the sanya of that can condition with the hearing about the truth of it from the Buddha's words on and on, until it can condition moment of understanding that as it is experienced in vipassana jnana, but not the vipassana jnana, to apply to whatever. Like that, but it's not as clear. That's why it cannot be the higher one. So it takes quite a long time from one step to another step. Like when it is nama rupa prichedhyana, It's so short, but there are not just one reality appearing. It has to be the nama and the rupa, depending on how many. Some can be more in order to be advanced one to the higher one, but some might be so weak depending on conditions. So it takes not in equal time from one step to another step, but it is beginning of the vrinya when it's strong to arise at any moment unexpectedly to understand that correctly as that nama. Because now, even we talk about the nama which sees and hears, the characteristic of dhamma does do not appear yet until it's strong enough to be sattva vrinya. So the first vipassana jnana and the higher vipassana jnana, the sattva vrinya is not equal.
Right. And so when you're talking about how it has to be sattva vrinya in daily life, you're talking about sattva vrinya after the attainment of
certainly
vipassana jnana.
It has to be. That knowledge we can condition sattva vrinya.
Yes.
Even if something that is there unknown as not self, that cannot condition the higher understanding, deeper and clearer. See, so how clear, how deep it is, to know that it's so deep, like Buddha said, Dhamma is subtle, very deep, difficult to see, to experience. Each would conform the other way. That's the way to letting go, to eliminate wrong understanding from hearing intellectual pariyatti, to be patipatti and to be pativeda. That's why it's not just like going to meditation center and do and practice. That is the way to destroy the words of the
Buddha. Opposite. I'm just wondering if there's any particular reason why in the last while you've been emphasizing more about sattva vrinya,
because
I didn't hear
even
about it
just before. Right now, when there is a satipatthana, understanding is there, clear, according to different level of jnana. Until no doubt about anything which appears when panya is there, satipatthana is there as it is, but not as vipassana. So vipassana jnana is deeper and more
much clearer.
Even so short, but the result is so much in a day, in daily life. Otherwise it's impossible not knowing anything around as just nama and rupa. It means that that's enough understanding. That's why there is the word sabba, vrinya.
Why it shows it has to be deeper and deeper.
Everything,
and more and more.
Even the taint of wrong view cannot be there. So it's beyond expectation for anyone who just heard the teachings and think about it. Impossible, beyond imagination. So no doubt about taking how long, eons and eons and eons, to have sattva vrinya before higher vipassana jnana. Sattva vrinya from hearing, see, everything, it's not self. So it has to be this very moment to be understood and be aware of. Because everything goes very fast, uncountable, nama and rupa, but just the only one, which is nimitta, still.
We're just discussing vrinya and sattva vrinya, which you mentioned as being relevant to daily life. But on the other hand, we learn that it applies after vipassana jnana. Is it relevant to the person who has not yet attained vipassana jnana?
See, only intellectual understanding cannot be moment with awareness, and the moment of awareness in the beginning is so weak. If we compare the weakness of the moment of patipatti, how far it can reach the moment of vipassana jnana. So how can they be bringing that just from here? It has to be from having the experience.
Yeah.
That's why people cannot understand the teachings of the Buddha.
Right.
So deep, so subtle. Mm. Even he himself, after his enlightenment, said, that is so subtle, so deep, hard to experience, hard to see. It takes eons and eons, how many lifetimes we read the Savaka's life, Chataka, very ordinary person.
And yesterday we were saying that after Vipassana Jnana has been attained, and there are moments of awareness and understanding, but they're not all moments of Parinya. Only certain moments of awareness and understanding are Parinya.
Depending on conditions,
yes.
Because the Satipatthana in the beginning is not Satipatthana after experience Vipassana Jnana.
But after Vipassana Jnana is experienced, there may be many moments of Satipatthana, but only some are Parinya.
Uncountable. So only Panya knows about how much is there, as before or more than before. Is it enough or not yet? Because it has to be just one object appears clear, well. And without Panya, it cannot be well appearing at all.
And like we said, even after first Pasmanyana, it can be weak or strong Satipatthana or Parinya or even wrong view or attachment or ignorance. So
and
just in whatever, depending on condition.
And do you know why?
Because accumulation.
And the anusya haven't been eradicated.
It seems quite normal.
Because you see that it's only the measurement of letting go.
That's an interesting way of considering
it. Why do we talk about this? Just to understand that people mistake the teachings, it's so very easy. Like Kuntun, she just called me. She went to Supanburi with the Dhamma friends. They have Dhamma talk over there.
Uh-huh.
And there are a couple who were so very interested in the teachings of the Buddha. They took the Tipitaka with them anywhere, but now they changed to the other meditation center and then just say that they are so very happy. And things like that's why it's so very, very deep,
intricate
that
yes.
Not many people can get it to be honest that is not right, that is not Panya, that is not the understanding of whatever appears.
Mm-hmm.
So how can the anusya be eradicated?
We have a similar experience with our discussion list, and people seem to really get the point for so long.
And come
and
to discussions for many years, and then
gradually
suddenly disappear.
We
have the same.
Everywhere, I think. Mm. But this is the only way to eliminate the clinging and ignorance, because without such firm understanding and confidence, it's easy to be taken to do something in order to get understanding.
Yeah.
And that is not the way to eliminate. It's the way to have more clinging.
Right.
And even
they cannot see the difference.
No. And even when you started to tell the story and you said, oh, they're so keen and seem to have such good understanding and they take the Tipitaka with them wherever they go. It sounds so extreme to think you should take the Tipitaka with you everywhere. And
so in the beginning, Panya cannot see the very, very tiny and subtle kilesa and clinging.
Yes,
but when Panya is more and more,
butter.
Panya sees more of that as it hasn't been noticed or developed before at all, until none at all.
Like the time when a friend of ours came to discussion with you, and he had all the charts of all the different conditions and everything was laid out on the table and this is what he wanted to talk about, and you brushed it all aside and you said, what about now? And then later this friend gave it all up and just started running meditation courses. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it seems it's intellectual right understanding, but it's not. It's like, it could be a scientific theory, it could be anything,
but
it's not
like other things.
It's like collecting facts and details, not really understanding anything about what appears now.
That's why the meditation center is very popular everywhere. They don't see the danger of destroying the teachings. So deep and so rare.
And we were talking about how dangerous it is when some teachers, which some of Vincent's friends might, or other our friends study with, and they seem to be very knowledgeable about the Abhidharma because they have a lot of, they can talk about ayatanas and they can talk about kalapas and they can talk about vipassana and jnanas, but then they are encouraging everyone to follow a practice and to think they have attained jhanas and vipassana jhanas and this and that, and this is really dangerous because it's like mixing up Abhidharma detail with these different methods and practices like, and attainments.
That is why for each moment is different. So yeah. Why is different?
Why
we don't have such another word for this moment, the other moment. Yeah.
Why is attachment to sensuous objects lobha, and why is attachment to becoming also lobha? Or it's why is taking this for self ditti, and why is saying there is no karma ditti?
Why the bird is still there?
why one left?
Yeah. Why is the other one gone away?
They just want to know the answer.
Yes.
And I think people get really stuck on the why. And if there isn't any answer, like why is fear dosa and why is worry dosa, then if there's no answer, then...
So why heat is heat?
Yeah.
Even that is present. Because it's heat.
That's how
it's
it
not
is.
Sweet.
Why does Sampatichana follow seeing and not...
Well, the other mistake people make, I think, also is they want to understand the whole concept of the Buddha's teaching and fit it all into place before they think about just understanding the present moment. And it's impossible. It just leads to such mental confusion if you try and understand the whole of the Buddha's teaching conceptually, without being really concerned about verifying any aspect of it in the present moment. Because when there's some awareness of present moment reality, there doesn't have to be any thinking about the rest of the teaching.
Shall I mention Nina's question now? Nina said, another friend asked whether jhana can help other people, and you said only when jhana has been attained metta can be boundless, but at a moment of jhana a being is not the object.
And what is the meaning of help? What we have in what?
Can it be of any assistance to anyone in any other way? For example, moments of metta or moments of generosity, clearly
it's more precise.
It's more precise. It's of assistance to other, but if someone attains jhana, is it of any benefit to others? I think that was the question.
If one doesn't understand the word like metta and dosa, can they be conditioned to see the danger of the ill? Like hatred, see, and metta. People do not understand what is what. They thought by accumulation that they should do this, like harsh word to help people to see that it's not right. But that is not the right way at all, because it burns or it harms. Even at moment when it arises, before harming the others.
Right.
And so, how can it be better with such ill or unwholesome realities? Just find a way but it doesn't work because the way is not the understanding. But when the way is the understanding, it eliminates the unwholesome reality.
So one can say that if one is talking about samatha bhavana to jhana, even though it's not right understanding of realities, we can say it helps others because there is the temporary eliminating of akusala in that way.
But why do we talk about samatha bhavana now?
We're talking about it now because that's what the question was about.
See, no reason at all. Why don't talk about moment of kusa develop little by little. It seems that jhana is as easy again as nibbana or things like that.
Another way of approaching the question would be that jhana is the result.
Ask them to think about what is jhana and how to get jhana and why we talk about it. Does anyone would like to develop it now?
It's just the development of kusala to a very high degree. So the same question could be asked about other moments of kusala when no one else is present.
Like moment of metta now is better than thinking about jhana.
And Nina's question, or the second part, was you said that only when jhana has been attained, metta can be boundless. But at a moment of jhana, a being is not the object. Her question is, how can the metta be boundless towards others with the attainment of jhana when beings are not the object of jhana?
Even if there is metta, there must be being. The idea of being is there because without Paramada Dhamma, there is no being.
I think there's some mixing up, so there can be moments of jhana attainment with metta as object, and then there can be moments of great metta conditioned by that jhana with beings as objects. So different moments that the jitas follow each other so rapidly.
What is metta?
Metta is friendliness, kindness, consideration for others.
What reality is it?
A dosa chitta seeker.
So, when chitta is a dosa, it's metta to this person, about the other, not about the other person. This doesn't come to the thinking of thought at all.
No.
So
no.
How they think about the moment of very great, serenity of metta, it develops.
So better
not
have
only
metta
to this person, that person, but
anyone.
More and more.
Yeah. I think the point was, unless jhana has been attained, it's not metta to anyone or boundless metta.
But can it be metta to what?
Well, if it's at that level, then it's metta to
even
anyone.
Now, metta to what?
Yeah, to other beings, must be.
To the bird or to the branch.
Yeah. Not to the branch. Forget about metta to the branch.
Yeah. Even the quality of metta is not known.
Yeah.
See, so how can it develop?
Yeah.
Boundless mean
no
boundless
matter who, what plane at all.
Right.
So we think how many people we have metta towards. Yeah.
Yes.
There, the driver.
Yeah.
See, before thinking about this area or other areas and the world and the higher world, see, it's the quality of metta, greater, more serene, that it cannot harm or hurt.
Yes, but if we're talking, for example, about the, let's say, the Buddha's great metta to anyone.
Yeah.
So at moments of when dwelling in jhana, for example, metta can be the object, but at moments when the metta arises, it's to other beings, different moments.
But what is metta at level of jhana? It's still metta.
Yes, but still that quality. Yes.
Purer.
Yes, great.
Higher, greater, that's all. No matter who, just comes in the mind. Metta is there.
Yes, instantly.
Right. That is
from moment to moment until up to the state of jhana.
Yes.
It's really metta.
When you say whoever comes to mind.
Yes, when you just think about
it. Right. So you don't have to, when you talk about boundless metta, it doesn't mean you have to think of beings in all other realms.
One at a time, but in all world, universe.
But they not don't just, come to mind.
Not
if they
just
don't come to mind.
Only the dusitta. But what about the Paramimit Vasavati and the other flame?
Depends what comes to mind, whether he's reflecting about those beings in the hell realm or he's reflecting about the people he's
Why
talking
would
to.
Beings in other realm come to mind, though?
Why not? Just thinking.
Like now, one may think
just
about
thinking
the
about result of karma, for
students
example.
In Hong Kong, or one may think
Can
about...
Can you meet that? Deva now.
No.
See?
No.
So it depends when it's sleeping. The citta is ready because full of metta.
And I think the point is that the jitas follow so rapidly, like moments of right understanding of reality, moments of metta, moments of jhana citta with metta as object. And
jhana is only the quality of citta which is high. Higher than the karma, which are that's all. But it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
The quality of citta attains such and such degree, even metta in this world, and more than that, and more than that, and more than that.
And the object of the jhana citta is the object of contemplation before the
because
citta.
You see that the Brahma Vihara. The four must
inevitables.
Be as the object of me.
Right. And in the case of the casino, for example.
It has casino.
It has casino as object. Jhana citta has the casino as object.
It's same as beginning.
Yes.
The clearer.
And it's just a brief moment.
Pardon?
It's just a brief moment, the jhana citta.
It depends.
Initially.
Yeah, how long one can.
Yeah.
How many moments.
Condition. That can be like the first moment is just one moment.
What did you say about depends on the quality of the citta before?
Depends on what was the object.
What was the object
of the
Brahma Vihara before?
Right. And it's Kusala citta, the jhana citta. Do we say it's Kusala citta? Or is it
when we
not
talk about citta? But when we talk about factors, they are chetasikas. Pachaya. For example, when we talk about vitaka chetasika, it depends what quality, how great or low it is. Like vitaka now, it's only karma level. But when it's higher than that, the object cannot be limited. It depends on what moment, what being, in what plane is the object. Because now we cannot think about having metta to the deva in such and such plane. But no matter what the thinking is about this or that, in what plane, metta is still there. Not interrupted by other objects when it's jhana.
And that's because there is seeing the value of closely contemplating that particular object.
Say it again.
The reason why it's the same object repeatedly is because...
Otherwise, how can it attain jhana?
Because one sees the value in contemplating that particular object.
To condition
repeatedly.
peaceful mind.
And that's the kind of panya that arises with.
It knows how the mind is peaceful. Last time we talked about the topic of our special conversation or discussion is about santipat, peace, and they quote santipat, this person, and this is Pope santipat, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the santipat of the Buddha, different. Because people just be excited with the idea of santipat from important person like Pope, cannot be compared.
What is the path in santipat?
Pava.
Pava.
State of mind.
State of mind.
Or state or situation or whatever. So santi can be just very little when citta is buddhla, or it can attain such a degree of that level of jhana, or ultimately the nibbana. the same as vitakka. It arises with sampatijana, but not when it arises with jhana, and not like when it arises with lokutra.
In what context do we find santi bhava referred to?
I think in teachings.
So are there other kinds of bhava?
Bhava for anything, being. Bhava rich, bhava poor, poverty.
And someone asked, talking about samadhi and one-pointedness, the question was, when it's samadhi, or samasamadhi, that is, with regard to one object at a time, whether one-pointedness brings the consciousness back to a similar object again and again, is it because of ekagata, chetasika, or samasamadhi, that it experiences the same object again and again? Just by conditions, yes.
By chanda, interest in the object.
By conditions. It can be from the first javana to the second and third by way of anandrapasya and apapachya.
Some interest.
Question about the whole world.
Is that also a process? A learning process.
From moment to moment.
Mm-hmm.
And someone asked the question about, for example, Devadatta. We know it was very heavy karma that was committed for the next life, Anantariya. But what about the last moment of the Javana, which is just a weak chitta before the Chuti chitta? But we know these last javana jitas are conditioned by that akusala karma before. Any significance to those last five moments and the last moment being so weak?
Yeah. Can the strong javana now bring about the rebirth consciousness right then?
It could.
Impossible. Because it's not.
If death came
conditioned
now.
By a karma which will condition rebirth consciousness. That's why we understand that the birth is conditioned by karma.
Yes.
So the, only that particular karma conditioned the javana before birth.
Yeah. But if
no
it was,
matter how many.
If it was now a very strong karma, for example, if there was killing, hurting now, then it could condition the
before death.
It could condition the javana.
Can have
before
only
death.
Five moments
yes.
by condition.
Yes, but it could be if there was the strong karma now, that strong karma could condition those last
five.
Javana, those last
javanas,
five,
yeah.
and birth could come because it could be any strong deed from now or last life or any time that conditions those.
Only when the time is ready.
When the time is ready. So we never know when it's possible or impossible, because just by conditions. So any deed, any karma, any time. And those last javana chittas, those five chittas, whether they're weak or strong or it's of no significance, they're just conditioned by the karma to bring result then. So they could be quite, like in the case of Devadatta, because this is an extreme example, so those last javana chittas that are conditioned by the karma, they could be quite weak themselves.
The javana can be weak, but the karma is not weak.
No, no. The karma that's conditioned then.
Why do we have such questions? See? Because we just take the word of the Buddha, very, very simple,
yes.
very superficial,
yes.
and take the other words. But what about just one word? The depth, the meaning, not just one, but there are many, many.
I think the reason this person asks this question is I think it's very difficult for people to, because everyone, like the question yesterday that people were discussing about the last cheetahs at the end of life and whether they can be affected and this and that. And
it seems like they know everything.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
is which we go. stronger.
Yeah. And I,
not
I,
enough.
Yes. So. And, but I think they find it difficult to understand
because
how
they
the
don't understand
karma.
Each word carefully
yes.
enough.
Yes. Like how the karma, the strong karma, can condition those.
For example, dhammapadya. See, when it, yes. this padya condition the vipaka, nobody can stop.
No. Do you have any question about this area, Vincent, or is it clear about the karma and the last cheetahs at the end of life?
Mm-hmm. That part is okay. Karma of the a sign of destiny.
It seems like they are trying to have questions, but not seeing the importance of understand reality mm-hmm. as it is more and more just one characteristic. Yeah.
And what do you mean by karma of sign of destiny?
Some people may see fire, right? Or some people may see some place that could be a sign of where the rebirth can take place.
And what about if it was death coming right now?
Yeah, possible, right. Could be.
How do you mean death coming right now?
Well, if death is comes right now, so what kind of cheetah is now? Or
usually a
what
pusara.
Is the object of cheetah now?
Now it's thinking.
Right, thinking about the future or thinking
as
about
much
the bird.
As you can know, you say it's thinking. As much as you can know. Mm-hmm. But are you sure?
Am I sure about
thinking. Whether it is thinking now?
We're talking about now also, possibly.
If now
last,
is the last moment, so.
The five.
So, what is the object of cheetah now?
I
so,
don't
it
know.
Could be.
Can I know, right?
Because there's also moments of now. Seeing and hearing.
Yes. So, it could be death any time
yeah.
now. This could be right. the last javana cheetah, so I'm right. thinking. Like now thinks of anything, so if it's the last moment, mm-hmm. could be anything that is thought about that is the last.
Yeah, could be
as the javana jitta conditioned by karma.
Yes.
So that's not now, is it? There has to be an intervening javana process before the jiti jitta. So it can't be
like a heart attack and suddenly, and then there may be some other thinking.
As much as you can know. But at that very moment, who knows?
But I think, Ajahn, you always say, well, death could be now, so this could be the last
even now,
moments of
know.
Thinking now. This
exactly
could be the last right javana process right now.
There still has to be the javana process conditioned by karma before jiti jiti.
When panya is there, it is satisfied up to the degree of panya. But when it's not panya, it's not enough. See, what is more than this? Mm. We'd like to have further answer and so on. Mm. See, so very tricky. Mm. That's why panya has to be wise to everything in order to be the vipassanayana or whatever. From moment to moment as it is, from life to life.
Like no idea of the sprained ankle during the mid of the night. I woke up and then just it just happened. So that could also happen just
yeah, just any time
yeah.
while asleep,
yeah.
any time.
Yeah.
So go to sleep.
And we didn't know the object before that.
No.
And the object, like these comments about sign of destiny or karma object, or it could be just visible object like now. Mm-hmm. Anything, or something in the past, an idea in the past, or something about the future. These are just special terms that are used for those last cheetahs, but actually the objects are just like now.
But they have the weight of the order of what karma will be some kind of priority, right, to condition the bodhisattva. The text mentions some priority.
Priority.
Like
Goluka karma.
Right, there's the weight
the weighty karma, because some kind of karma can just be support, or some weak karma that can just bring us out in the present life.
Like a very strong kusala karma or very strong akusala karma could be the first priority to be the karma to condition the rebirth. And then followed by the habitual. It's in the compendium.
Some kinds of karma, like the one Devadatta performed, must bring results, like killing your parents must bring a result instantly in the next life.
Right.
And then other kinds of, otherwise, any karma can bring results.
Yeah. You don't know whether it has to sprain ankle.
The wind spring.
Only thinking a lot the whole day,
creating a long story about the bird. Here's an interesting comment you sometimes make. When panya is not being developed, there is fear, dosa, where am I, the I is lost. But when panya arises, it's known that it's what is the true nature of reality. But I think it depends on accumulations. There is where am I or I am lost, because I don't think everyone thinks like this, but I don't know quite what you mean by it.
Not the same. What does it mean?
Well, that's what I'm wondering about. I think you were talking about the development of panya. Okay, I'll read out the whole paragraph.
Only with panya arises.
Yes. You spoke about, this is someone quoted, Ajahn spoke about understanding of just one object at a time, knowledge all around, nothing else, no doubt about that reality, no hindrance because it's so clear. In the mind door process, a sense object can be experienced after the sense door process has fallen away. The sense door process cheetahs arise and fall away so fast. At that moment, only visible object or sound or smell appears one at a time. Panya sees any object can be experienced through the mind door. I think this is talking about vipassana jnana. There is no doubt. When panya is not ready, there is fear, dosa. Where am I? The I is lost. When panya arises, it's known that it is the true nature of reality.
Is anyone thinking about where am I now?
I don't think so. Or thinking, where am I, or I is lost. Just any ideas about self, perhaps, is what it's meant.
It's like how the sky is blue.
Just lost.
Is it lost now? Lots of thinking.
It's just kind of different kinds of delirious thinking about I, perhaps.
Well, that's someone's recollection of what was said, is it?
Yes, I suppose so. But where am I? Or I am lost. No, but
I'm thinking.
Sorry?
I'm thinking. Where am I? I'm thinking.
Are you thinking, where am I?
It can be a reflection on anatta too, right? Like, where am I? Yeah.
What is anatta?
No I. Not I.
But no what word, where am I?
That could be a reflection of
doubt.
Okay, so perhaps this is what you're referring to, is that it's just reflecting the doubt. But I've actually heard you say something like this before about when there's no understanding, there's a lot of fear about where am I and I am lost or something. But I think it just depends on...
Where am I in the forest?
Well, there could be a lot of understanding and one could still be lost. Like, we could walk around here and get lost, where are we? But...
Where are we now?
Lost in the world of concepts. I think the point was there's a lot of concern or worry about I or I being confused or something.
Just wanting to know.
Here's another one which is quoting you, I think. When there is awareness of realities that appear through the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body sense or the mind or there's actually training in higher sila, adi sila, sika. And even if a slight degree of akusala citta would arise, it would not condition any motion of the body to perform a bad deed. And one is able to know with satisampajanya the characteristic of the reality appearing at that moment. And what I question is, so when panya and sati are developing, when it is adi sila, and it says even a slight degree of akusala would arise, it couldn't condition any motion of the body to perform a bad deed. But before becoming a sotapanna, there can be moments of satipatthana, and then in between there can be akusala.
About satipatthana?
Does
he know about satipatthana?
I can't say.
Not at all. Otherwise there wouldn't be such question.
Right, comment. But this is my question. This was someone quoting you saying that if adi sila develops, even if a slight degree of akusala arises.
If?
Yeah.
What about arising and falling away in split seconds?
Second, so one moment of satipatthana, another moment of strong akusala performing a deed. So it's quite a strange comment. Actually, this was from something Nina wrote, I think quoting you, but it's quite a strange comment because, of course, strong akusala can arise in between the development of...
When there is no understanding, can anyone understand the right words?
Right, so anything can follow. Otherwise, people have the idea, oh, when satipatthana begins to develop or when it's adi sila, then there can't be any strong akusala or something, and it's not correct.
That's why we should learn to understand each word.
Yes.
From the very beginning, there is no understanding of sati. And how can there be the understanding of the higher, the developed, right, from intellectual understanding to be satipatthana?
And even if it's satipatthana, the degree of vipassana and jnana, still there can be strong kusala. And there can still be harsh speech in between. Here it was talking about different kinds of sila, so to go back, the sila includes that, the sila that includes the five precepts, the eight precepts, or in the case of monks, restraint with regard to the disciplinary code, Patimokkha Samvara Sila, concern only conduct through body or speech. However, when panya is developed that knows the characteristics of realities as they appear one at a time through the six doors, there is the guarding of the sense faculties, indriya, samvara, sila. And then it goes on about when there's awareness of realities that appear through the doorways, there's training in higher sila, adi sila, sika, and even if a slight degree of akusala citta would arise, it wouldn't condition any motion of the body to perform a bad deed. And one is able to know with sati sampajanya the characteristic of the reality appearing at that moment. I think we just say the different citas that follow so rapidly.
Because they think that they know a lot, but not now. It's like you think a lot of many things, always like that. But no understanding of reality now. So we can talk about different things, like satisampajanya and satipatthana and adisila and on. But what about now?
Right.
So what's the use of just thinking in words all the time?
And like now, the reality is that different cheetahs, different kinds of thinking follow so rapidly, kusala moments, akusala moments, moments of understanding, moments of harmful thinking, seeing, hearing.
What about thinking no bird? Is that
still
useful
thinking? Mm-hmm. No, it's thinking anyway, like what you are thinking about.
Yeah. It's you said a minute
object
ago,
of
if
thinking.
There's no understanding, then the thinking is just...
Even the
no
word
use.
Thinking now, see?
Yes.
It's only thinking.
Right.
Understanding what is now. gone, see, completely, just to be forgotten. This is the beginning, see, of the letting go until it's more and more. No matter the sound, the bird, or whatever, just gone completely.
Can we say the development of letting go is the development of detachment from whatever appears? Mm-hmm.
Each word of the teachings, yeah, just to let go, wrong understanding.
Yes.
Or we could say it's the development of understanding what is, for example, seeing consciousness, visible object, hearing or sound, because at those moments there is no concept of the world at large. Also on this thing of letting go, in the text they sometimes use the expression turn away from the person who has developed understanding.
Turn away to other objects.
Turns away from
clinging.
Yes.
Clinging to conditioned dharmas.
Turns away from conditioned dharmas.
It can be I or panya.
Yes. I'm just throwing up that as another expression for
turning away from
bored with, or so we can say letting go of or turning away from.
It's the function of panya.
And when you hear about someone like the one you mentioned who was so keen and seemed to have such good understanding and then turned away and just went to the meditation center.
That is understanding.
No, no.
At all.
Anyway, I'm sure you just have some metta and understanding, because we know it's just different accumulations, and when understanding's not firm, anything can happen.
For example, even the person who is so well versed in Tipitaka, Pali and whatever, when there's no understanding, it means nothing. Just talk about the 89 type of citta, it does mean that there is understanding. Just remember the number and the name.
Yes, someone gave a summary of a Sunday discussion and they were just asking some questions from the book, how many akusala cittas, or but if it's just remembering the number and the names, then it's not any understanding, because they're just names and numbers.
Also amazing, the sangha remember all the direction, the sounds from the back, and can tell the difference.
Also, something that is placed.
Is what?
Placed.
Is placed.
See? The tree over there, the sun over there.
I see. It's a sense of direction by
something. So, something mixed already at moment of thinking. But when the reality appears, no place at all, because of no world, only the characteristic is there, to be clearly known. No idea of house and sky or anything.
The direction must be sinking.
Place must be sinking. Direction must be
sinking.
The idea of place or direction or time. Idea of posture.
Thinking occurs so quickly, just the sound, and instantly a story about someone mowing a lawn.
Fresh cut, smell good.
I don't see any number.
No.
Only the sound.
And I have ideas about mowing lawns when I was a child, because I don't see it in Hong Kong, but yeah, long stories instantly, but just sound that's heard.